This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 18th. God's word for you today is In Step. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 9, verse 24. And it says, "Take a look. This was set aside for you. Eat and enjoy it all, because this has been reserved for you until the appointed time." So Saul feasted with Samuel the rest of the day. Do not rush. If you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure you have heard the term first movement advantage. Another research shows that the first mover's advantage is a myth. The research states that companies that are improvers, not the originators of the ideas, actually do far better than the pioneers. From a statistic standpoint, companies that are pioneers have a failure rate of 47%. This means that every company that is a pioneer in any field or any endeavor has a chance of failing 47 out of 100 times. But guess what? For improvers, the rate of failure is 8% and a 92% chance of succeeding. And the reason is they are improving on what someone else had failed at. Why do you think we have to do something nobody else has done? Why do we think we have to do something nobody else has seen? You need to answer the question, do you want to be wealthy or do you want to fail? What do you want? I am not saying you should not be innovative. I am saying it is okay to be second. Check technology companies. Microsoft did not innovate many of the things that made them so wealthy. They were not the first to come up with a PCDOS operating system. They copied code. Spreadsheets were not the first. We all know Excel, but not many people know Lotus 1-2-3. Word processing. Not many people know WordPerfect, but those people actually broke the ground of word processing. But today, nobody knows them. Why? Microsoft came and improved on it. The graphical user interface. Microsoft was not the first. In fact, there were other Debian-based graphical user interfaces apart from the Mac OS. But the Mac OS is the one we know. When Apple released the first Mac, Bill Gates abused it. He said the graphical user interface was taking power away from the user. Before we knew it, Windows 95 came out. If not for the revolution of Apple, nobody will know about Apple. You do not have to be the first. Check mobile phones. How many people use a Nokia phone today? Not many people know what the Symbian operating system is, but we know the Android operating system. Not many people use the BlackBerry phone today, but there was a time that until you had a BlackBerry phone, you did not even have a phone. When the initial versions of the iPhone came out, one of the BlackBerry chiefs called it a toy. He said that people who want a real device should get a BlackBerry. Today, BlackBerry is almost non-existent. After the iOS came out, a year later, Android came out. Today, Android devices own over 73% of the market. What I am saying is, being first is overrated. Elisha had a double portion of what Elijah had. If you stay where God wants you to stay, even if you're second, you can have what God wants you to have. So, don't rush does not mean do not move. Be swift, but do not rush. Be swift in your thinking, but be controlled in your actions. Let us pray. Father, because I walk in step with the Holy Spirit, I will feast on the portion you have reserved for me, to the praise and glory of your holy name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.